News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The latest update on the planned public meeting by the Michigan State Board of Trustees, which is set for tomorrow. Michigan News Network Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick tells us it looks like we've got ourselves an interim director for MSU.
Barring an 11th hour change of heart by the MSU Board of Trustees, it appears that John Engler, former Republican governor, will be appointed tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock as the interim president of MSU. Remember, this is a 4-4 board, four Republicans, four Democrats, and so apparently on a bipartisan basis, they found at least five votes to make Mr. Engler the next interim president of MSU.
Reporting from the state capitol, Tim Skubick, the Michigan News Network.
Meanwhile, Congressman Fred Upton weighing in on the MSU debacle. He's hailing legislation approved this week by the U.S. House to crack down on universities and other organizations that don't take allegations of sexual abuse seriously enough. Upton tells us the bill passed this week was partly inspired by the Larry Nassar situation.
This is going to require that any sporting organization that learns of sexual abuse has got to report that within 24 hours.
Upton says the MSU and USA Gymnastics investigations are not over.
Our committee, Energy and Commerce Committee, is going to be holding hearings. We'll put people under oath, but we're going to be looking at all aspects of this in the weeks ahead.
The House passed the bill 406-3 yesterday. One of those voting against it was Congressman Justin Amash. The Senate also approved the plan, which was last year. It now goes on to the president for his signature. Speaking of the president, Congressman Fred Upton heading into President Trump's State of the Union tonight, hoping it will lead to actual legislation on several things. He tells us immigration reform is still desperately needed.
I think the president was right last fall when he said, I'm tired of these executive orders. Congress, do your job. Pass a law. And we need to work together to do that. So whether it's border security, whether it's helping our DACA kids that are here, all of that, I think, would be included in a bill that hopefully we can get through the Congress and that he can sign.
Upton also will walk into the State of the Union tonight, hoping to hear about infrastructure. He tells us he's still pushing for the construction of a new SULOC. His guest to the State of the Union will be Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee. Today was a big day at the Golden Brown Bakery in South Haven. President Dave Brashler tells us a Fox News crew was set up for part of the morning to ask visitors what they thought of President Trump. Brashler tells us lots of folks showed up to check out that action.
Our restaurant was, I say, at full capacity at that time, and a good number of patrons did purchase either coffee or donuts or maybe a breakfast to sit down, and certainly made a difference to a Tuesday morning here.
Brashler says everyone was cordial, although there were some protesters. He says representatives from all political factions showed up. They included Democratic congressional candidate Rich Eichholz, staff from State Representative Beth Griffin's office, and the local GOP party chair. And his hope was to sell some extra donuts for the morning. Mission accomplished. Management at the Orchards Mall in Benton Township are hoping to draw more visitors back to the shopping center with a series of community events planned throughout the year. Marketing coordinator Ed Moore tells us the special engagements run the gamut.
We have a lot of events coming up. We're working with a circus. We're working with a carnival. We're working with reptile and arachnids, a psychic fair, pet adoption, Mother's Day, Easter. We have craft shows coming up. We have a vintage antique show coming up in March and a free wrestling event.
Everything got started with a craft show last month. Moore tells us the Orchards Mall is a good place for those sorts of events because there's plenty of space and other things to see. He recommends everyone follow the mall's Facebook page. The goal is a revitalized mall with some new tenants. Bosch is giving more than $50,000 to Southwest Michigan schools this year to help students study STEM subjects. The grants from the Bosch Community Fund are going to districts that include St. Joe, Benton Harbor, and Lakeshore. Bosch tells us the company aims to increase the educational opportunities available in the area and also show the company's commitment to improving education in science, technology, engineering, and math. The grants include $7,500 to the St. Joseph Public Schools Foundation's Project Lead the Way High School Engineering courses and $7,500 for the Lakeshore Public Schools Electric Bicycle Project. A meeting will be held in Benton Harbor this week for everyone concerned about the behavior of young people in the community to talk about ways of improving it. Pastor Stephen McCoy with McCoy's Memorial Church of God in Christ will lead the discussions Thursday at his church on Union Street.
We want to address the situation that's in our community with our young people. Our young people have issues that they're dealing with, and we as a community have to come together and try to help them work through their issues.
McCoy says parents, the schools, and other community stakeholders need to talk about how they can better guide young people. Benton Harbor Area Schools tells us Thursday's meeting is, quote, to respond to the rising behaviors exhibited by children within the community. That meeting on Thursday starts at 6 p.m. Again, that's McCoy's Memorial Church of God in Christ. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
For Tuesday, January 30th, the Dow declined 362 points, sending U.S. stocks to its biggest two-day decline since May. Investors are looking ahead to earnings reports, a Fed rate decision, the president's address to Congress, and other major economic data. The 10-year Treasury yield closed above 2.73%, while commodities were lower, led by oil and industrial metals. Gold also finished lower. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power, up 46 cents at $68.36, Express One down $1.83 at $94.04, and J.P. Morgan down $1.08 at $115.12. GE down 32 cents at $15.96. IBM down $3.21 at $163.59. And Microsoft down $1.18 at $92.74. Fifth Third down 15 cents at $33.02. Chemical Financial down 26 cents at $58.09. Stryker down 26 cents at $168.49. And Whirlpool down 45 cents at $182.05. For the session, the NASDAQ was down 64 points at 7,402. The S&P 500 down 31 points at 2,822. And the Dow was down 362 points at 26,076. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. Washington gearing up for President Trump's first State of the Union address. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with the latest.
Less than half of the Supreme Court will be in attendance tonight for President Trump's State of the Union. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Stephen Breyer, Elena Kagan, and Neil Gorsuch are expected to be there in the House chamber for the speech. A Supreme Court official says Justices Anthony Kennedy, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Sonia Sotomayor are out of town. According to the court, Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito have not attended a State of the Union in several years. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President Donald Trump has told news anchors from all the major TV networks at a White House lunch that he is striving to bring the country together. Journalists from outlets that include PBS, CNN, and Fox News say Trump told the group today there is tremendous divisiveness in the country that's existed for years. He says if he could unite the country, he would consider it a great achievement. The lunch is an annual tradition ahead of the president's State of the Union address. With just 9 days until another government shutdown deadline, congressional Republicans are leaving town for 2 days, but it's not a vacation. ABC's Andy Field says they'll be deciding how to get enough votes for a budget and immigration deal.
Both parties hold retreats every year. The Republicans driving 4 hours south to Greenbrier, West Virginia for theirs Wednesday and Thursday. The president plans to attend as they decide what they want to accomplish in this election year. First priority, pass a budget and give the president money he wants for immigration and the border, and still give Democrats enough of what they want to get 60 votes in the Senate.
The White House says it's unlikely a classified memo on the Russia investigation written by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee will be released today. Spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said on Fox and Friends, President Donald Trump's legal and national security teams have to review that document before any release. She said Trump wants to stay focused on the State of the Union address that he plans to deliver tonight. A big announcement that shook health insurance stocks today. Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan Chase announcing they're teaming up to start a new healthcare company for employees that could be run properly. What would it look like and what would it do? ABC's Brad Milkey says they're getting plenty of suggestions.
You've got hundreds of thousands of workers, you've got leverage, but when you're Amazon, you've also got a flair for disruption.
They are well positioned to think creatively.
Elliot Fisher is with Dartmouth Health Policy Institute and says the trio of companies could offer streamlined services to employees, online doctor visits, drug delivery. Sherry Gleed from NYU agrees.
Amazon as a pharmacy could really make a difference.
But could that bring costs down for everyone? Fisher says healthcare companies are remarkably resilient.
Like a balloon. You squeeze it in one place, it'll pop out someplace else.
Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Meanwhile, in the stock market today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average slid 362 points, or 1.4%, down to 26,076. The NASDAQ lost 64 points, or about 0.9%, to fall down to about 7,400. The Super Bowl is next Sunday, and even though the big game is not in Philadelphia, police in Philadelphia are getting ready. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
When the NFC Championship game took place, police prepared for the possibility of rowdy fans by greasing light poles, hoping that could stop fans from climbing on them. Unfortunately for police, it didn't work.
During these occasions, people invariably, some, want to climb poles for some reason. I don't particularly understand that.
Police Commissioner Richard Ross says they won't be greasing light poles this Sunday for the Super Bowl, but even though the Eagles will be 1,000 miles away in Minneapolis, police are still getting ready for crowds.
We will be ready. We will be out there with a sizable contingent of officers.
Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And the FCC now knows how a phony missile alert was triggered this month in Hawaii. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The FCC said the emergency management employee who triggered the January 13th alarm thought there was a missile heading for Hawaii because he misheard a recorded message about a drill. In a written statement, the employee claimed to believe there was a real emergency and responded as trained by transmitting the incoming ballistic missile alert. The worker had to verify the choice by clicking yes in response to a prompt that said, "Are you sure?" The FCC's preliminary investigation found no reasonable safeguards to prevent human error and no plan to correct a false alarm. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Washington.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.